Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon, it's Tuesday the 23rd of May and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Tom Rado. Poland's top diplomat, Zbigniew Rau, joins other EU member state foreign ministers in Brussels to discuss Russia's war against Ukraine. The Foreign Affairs Council meeting in the Belgian capital focused on military and political support for Ukraine, as well as the situation in the Horn of Africa region. It also included talks with top diplomats from Western Balkan countries. The meeting participants prioritised discussions on the EU's off-budget military support for Ukraine, known as the European Peace Facility. Everything seems to be going well, meaning the disbursement of €500 million and the admission of another billion, the eighth tranche, Rau said. The minister also held security talks with his counterparts from Italy and Ireland, as well as preparations for NATO summit on July the 11th and 12th with the foreign ministers of the Baltic states of Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania. Today marks day 453 of Russia's war on Ukraine. Prime Minister Morawiecki visits Gdynia to make statement on grain export crisis. Ensuring the capability to export locally produced grain is crucial for the stability of the agricultural market today, the Prime Minister stated yesterday at the port of Gdynia. During his speech, Morawiecki pointed out that droughts and floods are prevalent in Western Europe, which causes fear on cereal markets. Poland finds itself in special circumstances due to the solidarity corridors and very large amounts of grain waiting to be exported. He went on to announce that Poland has now taken care of the grain export logistics so that, on the one hand, farmers can, through a subsidy, transport grain from their silos, and on the other hand, transport grain from Poland so that the warehouses are ready for the upcoming harvest. He made it clear that, in his view, the government were right to provide an interventional role at a time when it needed to be interventionist. Polish filmmaker brings Ukrainian refugees' plight to this year's Cannes Film Festival. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has effectively knocked out the country's film industry, resulting in a starkly diminished presence at the Cannes Film Festival this year. However, the war is still very much part of the Cannes conversation. Risking mined roads and shelling, a Polish filmmaker ferrying civilians away from the front lines of Ukraine's war with Russia is the focus of the new documentary named In the Rear View. Filmed in the initial months of the conflict, director Maciej Hamela captured the intimate moments of people speaking of their experiences of war and evacuation in the backseats of a van. The best referee in the world, Szymon Marciniak, will officiate the Champions League final. UEFA has officially announced that Polish referee Szymon Marciniak will referee the biggest game in club football this season. Manchester City and Inter Milan will face off on June the 10th in the final of this year's Champions League. Last year, Marciniak was the referee for the World Cup final in Qatar, in which Argentina beat France in an epic match. A week ago, he also performed flawlessly in the Champions League semi-final between Manchester City and Real Madrid.
The weather.
Today will be warm with periods of both cloud cover and sunshine. A very light wind will come in from the southeast. Daytime temperatures will see a high of 24 degrees Celsius or 75 degrees Fahrenheit, with expected lows of 13 degrees Celsius or 55 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Tomorrow we'll see some light rain showers and slightly lower temperatures. As we progress through the rest of the week, the sunshine should continue, but with temperatures dipping by a few degrees. This has been the Radio Gdańsk English Service News and Weather. Take care and stay safe.